think I'm going to sneak this in from Betsy. Trying to figure out what supplements I need to take. I currently take D, C, magnesium, quercetin. Need to add a multivitamin. I want him to answer this question. Is it possible to take too many vitamins? And then kind of tell Betsy what you would add if she's just starting out.
Yeah. It is possible you could take too many. It'd be hard to do. With the fat soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K, possible. And the one everybody thinks about, well, how am I getting too much vitamin D? That'd be really hard to do. I have seen it. You know, it's your levels up to 130. It could predispose you to have kidney stones. It could mess your parathyroid a little bit, but that's very hard to do. You have to take a lot of it. But certainly that is possible. But yeah, that's a great, I like magnesium at night. Put that back up there, Ben. I can't see.
I'm sorry.
You took it off.
Hold on 1 second, Betsy. I apologize. That was my fault. Here we go.
Certainly magnesium is separate from a multi. Take that at night and get the right forms of magnesium. Quercetin is great, especially for immune system. I take it. D with K. Vitamin C certainly is in there. You know, really, you could, and I like the B vitamins. That's why I make my own multivitamin, because it has the right amounts. Again, I'm not trying to be a vitamin salesman, but it is domestically sourced. It's not coming from China or India. It's triple tested. It has no fillers in it. It's dated. And for example, it has 5,000 of D with K, the MK780. It has the absorbable form of vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams. It has 10,000 of vitamin A. It has the methylated B complex that's so important for energy and a lot of other things, especially if you have a methylation disorder. It has the zinc. It has copper in it. It has manganese. It has, what else is that? Gosh, lycopene. There's a lot in that multivitamin. Most multis just don't have enough. So you end up, you take your multi, it may have 1,000 or 500 of D. You really need 5,000 usually. Check your levels. So if you get a multi, get a good potent one. There's what mine is. I don't have my glasses, so it's small print, but that's what is in there. But yeah, those are great supplements. You definitely, if you got a good, in my opinion, really the vitamin D with K is number one. Two would probably be omega-3s. That's going to be a separate vitamin. And then three would probably be magnesium. Mm-hmm. And then you go from there, depending on what your particular needs may be. Great question.
Betsy, thank you for that. Great question there. I hope that helps a little bit. Anita's about to go the Oura Ring route. I love that. I got one on as well. I'm like, me and Carter both have the hand-me-down Oura Rings, which it doesn't get any better than a hand-me-down Oura Ring, in my opinion.
Hand-me-down. That's a good one.
Let's get Bianca real quick. Can we take all three of your super vitamins at the same time?
You can, if you've got a strong stomach. I mean, my super, I had somebody today that came in and said, look, your super, I cannot take them all at once. And yeah, I think they may have been taking them on an empty stomach. You certainly take it with food. The way I do it, I take two with lunch and one with supper. I space them out a little bit. But certainly, because it's pretty potent. Most people do fine with it. I mean, a lot of people even could do it on an empty, but it's potent. You could, though. You can try it. I just tend to space mine out a little bit. I don't eat breakfast, so that's why I do two with lunch and one with dinner.
But good question. You got it, Anita. Once I get one of my own or my next hand-me-down, you've got mine. I think that's awesome. I love this. I love this. Doc, this was awesome. What a show tonight, guys.